This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Venezuela's permanent mission to the United Nations has sent a letter to the Security Council seeking the emergency session, criticizing the U.S. action. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, First Lady Cecilia Flores, arrived in New York and were deported to a detention center in Brooklyn. They are set to face drugs and weapons charges in Manhattan federal court. The pair have been charged with conspiracy to commit narco-terrorism and import cocaine and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the U.S. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump asserted that an extraordinary military operation was carried out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, under his direction and his leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. Speaking at a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, President Trump said the United States is going to run Venezuela until what he described as a safe, proper, and judicious transition of power takes place.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. And it has to be judicious, because that's what we're all about. We want peace, liberty, and justice for the great people of Venezuela. And that includes many from Venezuela that are now living in the United States and want to go back to their country. It's their homeland.
The Constitutional Chamber of Venezuela's Supreme Court ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the role of acting president of the country. The decision was taken after Nicolas Maduro was detained in an operation by U.S. forces. The court ruling said that Rodriguez would assume the office in order to guarantee administrative continuity and the comprehensive defense of the nation. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict the movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is 58412-9584-288. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing today. The tournament will be held from 4th to 11th of January at Dr. Sampoorn Anand Sports Stadium in Varanasi. About 73 men's and women's teams comprising over 1,000 players from states and institutions across the country are set to participate. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has reviewed the allocation of funds for reconstruction of structures damaged in recent flash floods in Kathua. The Union Minister said the centre has allocated over 1,400 crore rupees to mitigate damage to public property and infrastructure in Jammu and Kashmir. 10 crore rupees have been sanctioned for temporary repairs in Kathua, while over 2 crore rupees each will be provided for other damaged structures. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange-colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions will also likely be over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 3 days. The weather agency has also forecast dense fog conditions to continue to prevail over parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow, and over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Jammu to the next 2 days. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willamore Park in Benoni last evening. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 300 runs in 50 overs, while Harvansh Pangalia scoring 93 and R.S. Ambirish contributing 65. Chasing a target of 301, South Africa 148 for 4 in 27.4 overs when rain and lightning interrupted play. The match could not resume and India were declared winners under the DLS method. And that is the end of this news bulletin.